Our reading for today is from the Gospel of St. John, the 6th chapter, verses 1 through 21. After this, Jesus went away to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and a large crowd was following him because they saw the signs that he was doing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. Now the Passover, the feast of the Jews, was at hand. Lifting up his eyes then, and seeing that a large crowd was coming toward him, Jesus said to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread so that these people may eat?" He said this to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 denarii would not buy enough bread for each of them to get a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what are they for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down, about 5,000 in number. Jesus then took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated, so also the fish, as much as they wanted. And when they had eaten their fill, he told his disciples, "Gather up the leftover fragments, that nothing may be lost." So they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves left by those who had eaten. When the people saw the sign that he had done, they said, "This is indeed the prophet who is to come into the world." Perceiving then that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, Jesus withdrew again to the mountain by himself. When evening came, his disciples went down to the sea, got into a boat, and started across the sea to Capernaum. It was now dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. The sea became rough because a strong wind was blowing. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and coming near the boat, and they were frightened. But he said to them, "It is I. Do not be afraid." Then they were glad to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat was at the land to which they were going. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Wilton Helliger from Incarnate Word Lutheran Church in Tucker, Georgia.
Grace, mercy, and peace from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Fear is universal. It knows no bounds, and it affects every person in every human condition. Some fear losing their jobs, hunger, criminal, terrorists, religious persecution. Some fear disease, sickness, getting old, being alone, the uncertainty of the future, or even the thought of dying. Whatever our situation, we are all troubled by fear. Some fear comes about because of real danger, while some fears are irrational. But it doesn't matter, rational or irrational, the consequences of fear are debilitating. In the gospel this morning, we read that the disciples were confronted by their fears. They were in their boat on the Sea of Galilee when suddenly the wind began blowing and the waves were tossing their boat to and fro. They thought they were going to die at sea. They had a rational reason to fear. Even more fearful to the disciples was what appeared to be a ghost masquerading as Jesus. In fact, what they saw was another revelation of the divine nature of Jesus as he walked towards them on the water. They didn't believe it was he until they heard his words, "Fear not, it is I." Amidst their fears, Jesus revealed himself. He rebuked the winds, and the waves went silent. It was not that Jesus had left his disciples alone on the sea. He was with them there, but they did not recognize his presence. just as sometimes we fail to recognize him in our lives and in our community. But when they recognize him as being there, active in their lives, both their real and imaginary threats disappear, because they recognize the man who had healed many diseases, made the lame to walk, the blind to see, the deaf to hear, and like Moses, had just fed 5,000 men in addition to women and children with only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. In the presence of Christ, faith caused fear to flee. In the absence of Christ, faith always dies and fear reigns. By recognizing Jesus as Lord, we have faith, which is the antidote for fear. And this antidote is available to all who believe, free. Christ's words brings faith, and that faith brings us into the perfect love relationship with him and his love that casts out all fear. This faith comes by hearing the word. Romans 10, the word still says, It is I, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. It is I, the light of the world. It is I, the bread of life. It is I, the resurrection and the life. It is I who stretch out my arms in love on the cross for you and for many. It is I who is still yesterday, today, and forever the same. Today, we have God's word, which still has the power to bring faith. The faith that saves us not just for eternity, but also during the storms and winds of this life. The good news today is that Jesus promised to be with us always, even to the end of the age. He is active in our lives. He's active in our affairs. Whether we are on dry land or on stormy seas. And he offers us the same words of comfort he offered his disciples 2,000 years ago on the Sea of Galilee. Fear not, it is I. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.
We thank Pastor Wilton Helliger from Incarnate Word Lutheran Church in Tucker, Georgia, for today's meditation on God's Word.